Romans 8, 3b to 4. Intro. The sky grew black from noon to 3 p.m. During this darkness, God our Father poured out his wrath and judgment on his Son. He died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. He suffered the judgment we deserved. This is how God our Father condemned and judged sinful human beings. He judged Jesus for our sins. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Romans 3b, he thus condemned sin in the flesh, verse 4, so that the righteous standard of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The first meditation question is, how did God condemn sin in sinful man? And what was his purpose? God condemned or judged sin in human beings by offering his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus took the judgment and condemnation for our sins upon himself. The Father poured out on his Son the wrath and judgment we deserved. This is how God condemned sin in the flesh. His last words from the cross were, "It is finished." Then he died. The work he came to do was finished. He died as a substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of the world. However, he did not die for our sins just so that we can go to heaven when we die. He died so that we can walk in righteousness and live according to God's design for us. We are forgiven through the grace of the cross, but grace does not mean that it is okay just to live in sin. Jesus came to set us free from sin so that the righteousness of God can be fulfilled in us through his indwelling Spirit. The first meditation question is, what does it mean to live according to the flesh? And then, what does it mean to live according to the Spirit? To live according to the flesh means to follow the desires of our sinful nature. It means to be focused on and controlled by self. In Romans 7, 18 to 20, Paul described his experience of living in the flesh. Verse 18, "I know there is nothing good in my sinful nature. I want to do what is good, but I can't." 19, "I don't do the good things I want to do. I keep on doing the evil things I don't want to do." Verse 20, "I do what I don't want to do, but I'm not really the one who is doing it. It is sin living in me." To live according to the Spirit means to focus on the Spirit, to rely on the Spirit, to obey the Spirit, and to receive his life. It means to be led by the Spirit through our relationship with him. Living according to the Spirit centers on our relationship with him. The Spirit is not just a source of power or a mystical force. He is our friend and companion. We experience his life and power through our fellowship with him. The prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel prophesied that God would give us a new heart and put his Spirit in us and live in us, and that we would know him. So this is what I sense Jesus saying to me through this verse. You will fail if you do not rely on my Spirit and try to do it in your own strength. Focus on being led by my Spirit. Rely on the Spirit. Listen to the Spirit and obey his leading. Believe that he will work through you. And then, how will I trust and obey Jesus today? Write down at least one thing every day this week that you sense the Spirit is saying to you. When you go to bed each night, ask yourself, did I walk according to the Spirit or according to the flesh? I think doing this, something like this, simply will just help us to get our focus on what it means to live according to the Spirit. Let's pray. Lord, we want to be Spirit-led. We know that we can only walk in righteousness through your indwelling life, the life of your Spirit. Teach us how to walk in fellowship with your Spirit, step by step, every day. Finally, I want to encourage you to share the word with your sharing partner. Colossians 3:16 says, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.